You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and called good.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Welcome into another edition of Danny and Friends with Jeff Patrick Harris in the house with you. That's my man over there, Danny Meringue.
Oh, hi.
That's when you say things.
No, I just saw a breaking press release from the Atlanta Braves, and I was just like, oh, Sprague's going to love this. Verdugo's been designated for assignment.
You know, is this what we're doing? We're going right away?
No, I just wanted to get that one little jab in on Sprague immediately, because I those guys, you know, we love the morning guys, Dirt and Sprague, but when they get off air at 9 in the morning, till about noon, that is the window of which every bit of news typically breaks.
Yeah, I tend to listen to them every morning, and when I get done, I instantly grab my phone and hit refresh, because I assume the 9:03 bug will hit.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, so that's 9 o'clock PST is noon Eastern.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which is usually a great news dump time.
That is when you drop news, and then they'll set it to where dumps on noon Western. So those are typically 9 and noon are your typical news dumps. And then on Friday, 5 o'clock Pacific time is usually when you see your news dumps.
Those poor guys.
So.
They wake up early in the morning.
And they're just.
Just to get pooped on.
Well, I mean, like, you know, the Dame buyout, I think that happened like 30 seconds after they got off air.
I was checking the, you know how when we post podcasts, there's a little description. Mm-hmm. I went instantly to the second hour the third hour as soon as I could. And I was like scrolling through. Ah, they got it.
They got it.
They got it. I really felt for them on that moment.
I mean, that's what happens when you do the morning stuff, man. It's just like you, even with the league office on the East Coast teams that are on the West Coast, they all get up and start stuff at 6 in the morning.
Sure, sure. They're on Eastern time.
Yeah. But still, like, you give stuff some time to let it process through.
You think those national shows are pissed because they got like meetings in the morning to try to prep all their garbage that they're going to spew, and then something hits at 8:45?
Yeah, no, I mean, are you kidding me? I got buddies who work in production for ESPN that, you know, pre-show for SportsCenter or First Take or whatever else, like, is it 3:30 and 4 in the morning?
Ugh.
Eastern.
Ugh.
Eastern.
Ugh.
And I'm just like, you know, I'll be talking to them, and it'll be midnight my time, and they're like, yeah, I gotta go to bed. And I'm like, dog, you gotta be up in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you gotta go to bed?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I get really mad about the East Coast bias. You know, I get really frustrated by it. As a born and raised West Coast kid, I get really frustrated about it. But then there are a few moments when I get very, very excited about it. Like, I realize that I kind of got it made out here.
Oh, no. The West Coast is best coast for a number of reasons. Yeah. Weather being very high on that list, but also, like, timing for literally everything.
Yeah, like, I'm not the biggest fan of a 9 a.m. Big Ten matchup.
Oh, I love it.
But I've woken up, and I will watch Pac-12 after dark.
Yeah, no, it's
Pac-9 after dark.
Yeah, no, that's the best thing. Is like you have college football or the NFL on Saturday and Sunday from 9 in the morning until, you know, at least 10 o'clock at night.
It is true. The primetime games, Thursday, Sunday, and Monday at 5:30, 5:15, that's pretty choice.
Yeah, imagine
8:15 would be
watching
rough.
Your team until freaking midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning because they're on a West Coast trip for that week. That's just brutal.
Yeah,
week,
you got
dude.
Niners Seahawks at 5:15 and you got to be up at 4 the next day, or at 8:15 and you got to be up at 4 the next
day. You're a West Coast or an East Coast Niners fan.
Oh,
you're just
absolutely
like,
brutal.
I mean, look, the furthest my fandom goes is St. Louis, and it's nice because, like, even like right now, the first day game's already over. Like, I could come in here on a regular day and just watch Cardinals games over your shoulder during breaks of like, all right, cool. Like, you know, that's nice. But like, being an East Coast fan, being an East Coast person of a West Coast team, ugh. Like the transplants, that's just got to be miserable.
Oh yeah, man. I'm a Cleveland kid, and sometimes games start at 1, and I'm like, woohoo! Yeah. And their 7 o'clock games are 4 o'clock, and I'm like, woohoo!
Yeah, no, you get home, and this is like, oh,
this is fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's absolutely like, yeah, no, timing wise, and this. Like, general time slot is the best time for me to do this. Like, I love it because you get the breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to, like, those guys, when Sprague was doing the podcast with me, there were times, like, we'd get done watching a game or whatever, and I'm just like, yeah, do you not want to do anything tonight? Because it's going to be late, and he gets up at 4:30.
I've done that show. I'm doing that show next week, and I'm just like,
no, it's, like, I've filled in with him a couple times over the years, and I'm just like, nah, dog, I'm good.
That's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, look, if you want me to work, and this is what I did in the Air Force when I was deployed most of the time, is I would work usually somewhere around 7, 8 o'clock at night till 8, 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's easier for me to do than getting up at 4 and doing that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that, I took that 23andMe DNA test, mm-hmm. and it has, like, beyond, like, your heritage and your bloodlines and all that kind of stuff, it has, like, all this, like, feedback, like, genetic markers for certain things. Like, one of them was, like, more likely to be a morning person or a night person. Mine was, like, yeah, night person.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't be a morning person. That cuts into my drinking.
Well, it's, like, it's really interesting when you start thinking about, like, you have, like, genetic, you may think that you're this or that or the other, but, like, no, you're literally predisposed.
I'm a pretty calm person, but my DNA can tell me that I should be a raging MF-er.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine just told me I'm a bleephole.
You're like, yes, I told you so.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
I have won the genetic lottery.
Yeah.
It's like, I knew I was a jerk and I embrace it.
Yeah, no, it is what it is. It was actually kind of crazy, like, all the different things, like which finger would be longer than the other, which toes would be longer than the other, how your feet would be shaped, freckles and body hair, and like all these different things. And I think there was, like, out of like the 100 or so things that were on that list, there was maybe 2 that was like, that ain't right.
If I would have known that I would have lost my hair at 27, that would have been a nice heads up.
A little heads up so you can embrace it.
Yeah.
Cherish it a little
longer. It kind of came as a shock.
Mm, just one day gone.
I hung around about a year, and then it was like, oh man, I can't even hang around.
The hatfish period?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was like this little tuft in the front that was like really thin, and the rest was super thick curls.
I was at the grocery store the other day, and this guy looked like he had a pretty serious head of lettuce, and he was with this chick, and they were, you know, probably, I don't know, man. I can't tell these kids how old they are anymore. I'm going to say early 20s.
I know. I got a 12-year-old who sometimes I think is 15.
Yeah, they're like, I see people walking around. I'm like, 18 to 30. I don't know. Like,
somewhere in between.
It's a swath, dude. I at that age, I just can't tell anymore. Just, but he did one. He like popped his hat off and did the hairbrush back, and it just went forehead. I'm like, oh, dog.
Straight Peyton Manning style.
Oh, his hair was long and thick, but it was all going forward, covering that up, and I was like, it was like mid, but still very thick and long everywhere else, and I was just like, Bud.
What's weird for me is if I want to grow my hair out, I can. Mm. The sides are still very thick, very lush, very colorful, very curly.
Yeah, Suk has said that that's a non-starter for him.
But it is straight Krusty the Clown.
Oh, yeah, just nothing up top.
Sideshow Bob.
Oh, yeah.
It is just, it'd be like, I can't believe in the 90s, like, Fraser Crane and George Costanza, these like TV dudes that somehow miraculously got amazingly hot women,
mm-hmm.
had just the sides and nothing on top. And it was like, okay.
And they were in their 30s, but they look 50.
Yeah. Like Kelsey Grammer in the early days, mm-hmm. of Fraser, it was curly. Like that's what mine looks like.
Yeah.
And I went on a friend date with who is now my wife, and she looked at me and was like, I had that. So I was like, well, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm sober. I'm single. I don't care.
You're sober.
I'm sober thinking.
Freudian slip.
I'm single. What do I care right now? I just got out of a bad relationship, and I was like, I'm just going to do me for a little bit. And she looked at me and was like, ain't nobody going to date you. Ain't nobody going to date you if you look like that.
God, she gave it to you that real?
Yeah, that real. Well, we were just friends.
I mean.
Then about 8 months later, I had shaved it, and she called me up, and bam, we
there
married.
There you go. Yeah. You'd love to see it.
I would die to have my hair back.
I mean, Suk gave me a not insubstantial amount of crap when I cut mine.
You know, I looked at you, too, and was like, what happened?
Yeah.
I'm just, it's like the Shaka Smart thing. Once I found out, I just assumed Shaka was, like, balding really badly, so that's why he kept his head shaved.
No, he just
and then
didn't.
I saw the curls, and I was like, bro, you can't do that.
No,
I'm not
taking it off anymore. Like, it's obviously much shorter than it was. It was on my freaking shoulders. But, yeah, it...
If I had the money, I would have all my hair laser removed from the ears up.
Same.
Yeah. Mm. I don't mind shaving my face.
The anti-turkey treatment instead of having the hair transplants, you just do the laser removal?
I don't mind shaving my face. Mm. It's shaving my head every day. And I know any women out there are like, man, welcome to my world. Like, and
yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah, but...
I would shave the hair off my legs.
It's different.
If I were a leg-shaving person. If that is what got you going.
I did that when I was younger.
Shave your legs?
Yeah.
Big swimmer?
No, it was just, I don't know. Ooh. Just did.
I don't know if we should go that way. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Will Ortner on the ones and twos over there.
What's up?
That's all you got, huh?
I'm not firing off the clapping. That's an Isaac Rop thing only. The ladies are not super jacked up that I'm here. They're only excited for Isachi.
They're not excited yet.
Yeah, he's gonna give him time.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we do got a show for you today. As I mentioned, Will Ortner sitting in for Rusty. We got a lot to get to. One of the biggest superstars in sports right now admits that he can't read.
Mm.
That's a fascinating thing. I want to lament about my new favorite college football player. We'll get to that at some point. But let's dive right into the newest news of the day. The New York Knicks have found their new head coach. Do we like? What do we think? Is this a good move? How does this change betting odds? We'll do that next. Danny and friends, 1080 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
1216 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge.
I'm really glad that you say that because I can never remember which bridges are which.
Yeah, the big one right above us.
Yeah, no, I've lived here forever and I still.
You could live under this bridge. A lot of people do.
A lot of people do. It's one of those things like I'm just now getting to like, okay, that's Burnside Bridge, that's Fremont Bridge. Like, it was always funny like when I hear traffic reports and they'd say whatever bridge and I just
Couch Street, Gleason.
You know what I mean? Like, I would just be like, number one, I didn't live in Portland, so I didn't care.
Yeah.
I didn't drive through it. Now I do all the time. But then it was always like, oh yeah, no, just take that bridge this way. And I was always like, huh? Like, which one's the steel bridge? I'm like, I don't.
It's next to the iron bridge.
I'm like, I don't know. Like,
next to the copper bridge.
I'm really good with those kind of things normally, but for whatever reason, because it never really impacted me, I never cared.
Well, some of them like have the exit name. So it's like, take the exit for the Morrison Bridge.
Ross
take
Island
the
Bridge.
Exit,
yeah.
Ross Island and Hawthorne, St. John's.
But if like, just like, in my head, I never like knew which ones were which.
I'll bet you most people don't realize when you're south of the Moda Center, but still going through downtown. I bet you most people don't realize that double-decker is called the Markham Bridge.
Yeah, no.
Because it's not really...
It doesn't
seem like a bridge. It's just like an overpass. Mm-hmm. It just happens to be, you know, 85 feet in the air above a river.
Just learned that was a bridge right now.
See? Here we go.
I don't know.
We can pack it in, folks. Yeah. Call it a day. We've learned something. We're out of here.
There's the I-5 bridge.
Prime time's next.
There's the 205 bridge. Those are the bridges I know.
Do you know the 205 bridge is called the Glenn Jackson Bridge?
Yes.
Only reason I know that is because there's a sign on the bridge. But if you ask me what the name of the bridge was...
Exactly.
Got nothing for you.
Speaking of bridges, the New York Knicks have bridged their gap to the next head coach of their basketball team. That would be one, Mike Brown.
The guy they wanted all along. It's not the guy they wanted all along.
The only guy to get a second interview,
which
usually if you get a second interview, you got to feel good. Mm-hmm. And if nobody else gets a second interview, you got to feel great.
Sure.
You're right. And let's start there. This can't be where they thought it was going.
No, and there's the Knicks got good again.
They got good.
And James,
good, not great.
James Dolan just put his head between his legs and just went, oh, I love the smell of my own farts. And we went right back to the Knicks just believing that they were something that they're not.
Yeah.
That they could go and just take Jason Kidd away from the New York or from the Dallas Mavericks.
And
that was going to be it.
Yeah, and I'll tangent real quick on that thought. You know, the Lakers have kind of been that way too. The last time they had, you know, a true bona fide head coach was Phil Jackson.
I mean, Vogel won him a title.
Vogel won him a title, but I mean, they had a lot of guys who were good up and coming potentials, but nobody that was like a bona fide guy.
Sure, yeah.
And it feels like the Knicks are kind of in that same realm. And to your point, sometimes the brand is big to us that talk about the brands, but sometimes those that are getting hired, like I heard Dawn Staley being floated around. Like, I think that'd be rad to have Dawn Staley in the NBA. But if you're Dawn Staley, like, I don't think I want that job.
Is that what you want to go do?
Yeah, I don't think the Knicks is that exciting to me when I run my own show.
Well, look, I mean, not only that, you talk about the Knicks in general under James Dolan's leadership, and you hear the horror stories in the front office, in the coaching ranks, the surveillance system they have that like rivals the CIA. Like, we've talked about this. Like, they have facial recognition software. Like, when they throw somebody out of an MSG building, which also includes the Sphere in Las Vegas, as well as a bunch of other places, like, if they 86 you, like, you're banned for life kind of a deal. And if you try to get in there, they will trespass you.
Yeah, there's been, like, a couple people, like, that have been banned recently for life from MLB stadiums for doing stupid stuff. Yeah. And that's the question, you know, that's the question I always see online is, how do they know this? Well, some stadiums have facial recognition, but some don't.
Well, there's a show on one of those like Discovery channels about security, and I think it's the Browns or the Bengals. I can't remember which one it is, but like they show that the security room with all of their cameras, and buddy, they got you in 4K everywhere. Everything you were doing is being monitored, and like they have a text line in the building of like how you go, like if you want to report something, like some kid was smoking weed in the stands on his vape pen and or vaping,
and they kick you out for ratting on it.
No, like because there's signs posted everywhere, vaping anything, and like there's live cameras everywhere, and even they can go back in time and zoom in and basically like real time, and they see this, they show the kid hitting the vape, handing it to his buddy, hitting his vape.
And you two are gone.
They 86, and these kids throw a fit, and they're like, you didn't see anything. Like, no, we saw everything.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going,
it's actually in your left pocket.
Yeah, like, we know where it's at, dog.
And I actually know the brand. I the same one at the store.
Yeah, and it was like, it was just kind of like, oh, like, the sophistication, and we're seeing this as it pertains to, like, season tickets and, like, who's sitting in what seats so they can track, who, like, if you're actually selling your tickets on the market kind of a deal. Like, yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff. But as it pertains back to the Knicks, I like Mike Brown. I think he's a good coach.
I'm with you. I think he's a very likable guy. Yeah, dude, I think he got a bad rap in Cleveland when all that went down. I liked him there.
Yeah.
You know, he's worked under Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich. Yeah. He's worked in great places.
And he got the Kings back to relevancy before, you know, things went sideways with some stuff. And they were just like, oh, we want him gone because we want our guy, Doug Christie, in here. It's like.
And again and again.
Kings.
And again. And what was the bit?
Yeah, it's just.
Rotation. I couldn't remember. Yeah. He kept saying the same word over and over.
Yeah, it's just.
No, but this doesn't make the Knicks better, I don't think.
It's going to be interesting because here's the thing. I like Tibbs.
I do, too. I thought Tibbs worked great with how that roster was built. We can talk about how he used the bench and limited guys, et cetera. You might not agree with that.
Every coach has a quirk, and like it's the quirks that you're willing to work with and deal with and all those things. But like this idea that like they're. I hate going down this path because it always gets people worked up.
Work them up, Danny.
There isn't a coaching hire you're going to make when you already have a good coach. And Tibbs is a good coach.
Great coach.
Like, if you put Spoelstra on that team, do the Knicks win a title? Does it effectively change who they are? No.
No, those players, that team specifically, no. Those players have a pretty solid identity at this point. We've talked about it in the past. That team, like Joe and I talk about this all the time. That team's identity is hustle, and they make everything a little harder than it should be because they lack some of the cleaner, more higher-end athletic skills, in my opinion.
Not just that. It's like you look at Jalen Brunson and you look at that roster. It's like, is OG Anunoby going to be out there creating for you? No. So that's not why he's like, could you be mad that Josh Hart isn't taking shots? Yeah, but that's a Josh Hart thing. And there was like, well, Tibbs should get that out of him. Like, well, he had the same issue in Portland. Started in Portland. He started in Portland actually making more threes, and then all of a sudden he got the yips. So he did it for Chauncey, and he did it for Tibbs. Like, there's just some things, like, coaches don't control. And you can talk about Tibbs being rigid in his adjustments and his rotations. Sure, but this whole idea that, like, Tibbs doesn't do anything, it makes me want to put my head into a spike. It's just like, you guys have no idea how many different things that coaches are looking at, particularly in high-leverage spots in the playoffs. They're looking at it. They know their roster. And you know how they know their roster? Because they're showing you who they trust and why they do or don't trust somebody. Because there's so many times in the playoffs, you're screaming for this guy to get out there, and they have this one performance, and they're like, yeah, but he did that in that one performance. Well, yeah, the other four times you tried it, it was disastrous for those 4 minutes, and you had to pivot immediately.
Yeah,
so it's like,
I could argue that team needs heavy coaching. There's a lot of teams that don't, you know? I mean, I definitely don't want to take away from Steve Kerr, but I'm going to use him as an example. Mm-hmm. There was a while there where it's kind of just roll the basketball out and manage some egos. Now, that's no easy task in itself, but some teams need that direction, need that coaching, need that play design, and I think the Knicks are one of them. That is where I will say Mike Brown could be a positive. I think he is a good coach. Mm-hmm. I think he can run a great offense. It's just going to be vastly different.
And the other part of this is the core of that team is made up of those Villanova guys. Mm-hmm. It's McHale, it's Brunson, it's Hart, and then OG is same mentality. Mm-hmm. Cat's different.
Bridges. Yeah.
You know, I mean, like.
Oh, you said that.
Yeah, no, but Cat's a different
Cat's
dude.
A different cat.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, Mitchell Robinson is just going to show up and do things. You add Jordan Clarkson, you add Gershon Yabusele. It's like, it's not going to be like a, like none of those guys I look at is like, oh, those are ego management problems. Like there's a bunch of stuff that, in Tibbs, those guys rock with Tibbs.
Mm-hmm.
Like they did. Like, I think it was a bit of a surprise to some of them to an extent of him being let go. And then the Knicks operated as if they were the big swing and you know what, and they were just going to go tell Dallas, give us your coach.
Well, also, I think, you know, it sounds like reports are that Dolan was going to have Tibbs fired no matter what before the playoffs. And then Tatum tears his Achilles, and all of a sudden you're in the Eastern Conference Finals, and you have a chance to go to the finals, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, you have your most successful run in a quarter century.
And maybe the players thought the same thing too. Like, whoa, I kind of like Tibbs now, but if you'd have called me before the playoffs started, I probably would have agreed. And that's why maybe we had some reports of Brunson okay with Tibbs being gone.
Yeah, and it's just, it's the Knicks being the Knicks. They did this without having a plan or, you know, believing in their own hubris. And that's just been, that has been the mark of James Dolan and the Knicks.
We talked about this yesterday. It'll never cease to amaze me, no matter how large the brand is, that people still can't figure out how to run an organization.
You can't get out of their own way.
And there's copycat ideas all over the place. Not everybody has to do what the Thunder do.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel.
You can do what the Nuggets did or do what the Bucks did. Mm-hmm. Like this, there are different routes to go. It's not all one road leads to gold. Yet they still can't figure it out.
No, it's very Knicksian. And again, Mike Brown being your hire is not the worst case scenario.
No.
Mike Brown is an above average coach.
And I think I
like Mike Brown.
I think you hope that the great things Tibbs brought to this group of guys, the core group, not the new dudes, the core group,
continues.
That you can use that and then add your flair to it. I don't know if that will happen. That's a huge question mark, probably the biggest question mark why, you know, people might question this Mike Brown hire, but I mean, you said it. I don't know who else they were going to get.
Well, the result is totally fine. The process was horrendous. The process and the planning was horrendous.
Happy birthday, James Dolan.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. I've gone down this rant of coaching in the NBA. Bad coaching can hurt you. Great coaching can help you. Most teams in the NBA have good coaches.
Yep. Yeah.
And they have some things that help you. They have some things that you have to work around. But that's the reality. It's the same thing with every player in the league. You know, you talk about, you know, the best players in the league, like they help you in something. Like Nikola Jokic, one of the best players, for my money, the best player on the planet. He's not the best defender in the NBA, so you have to build a roster around him to support that. You go and get Aaron Gordon so that he can be the guy that covers up for his flaws.
And like James Harden, one of the all-time greatest scoring guards of all time, don't want him on my team.
Yeah, it's like
personal preference. Don't want him on my team
because of like certain limitations and factors that go into it.
That doesn't do it for me.
No, and everybody talks about, you know, Phil Jackson and him being this, that, and the other. I'm like, let's also remember he coached the Knicks,
and it didn't end.
And
well.
It didn't go well.
Yeah, it didn't start well.
With MJ and Scotty and Kobe and Shaq. I think a lot of coaches would have done really, really, really well. With
I'm
those
ready
groups.
To do Kobe and Shaq. That sounds great.
So you know, it's like again, that's my whole coaching rant in the NBA, but. Result fine, process very Knicksian.
24 hours later, we'll look back at the process as we've had time to breathe on what's going on in Milwaukee and the future of Damian Lillard. We'll get to that next, but first, the Big O with sports. Woo! On this Wrestling Wednesday, right? That's what y'all do around here.
Mm.
A little Wrestling Wednesday.
It's good stuff.
Dude, I need some more wrestling in my life.
I got some buddies who are getting super back into it.
I got really into it again in 2019, and then COVID hit, and it was like, oh. Fans are such a huge part of that experience.
Yeah, I think a big part of it, at least for the people that I know, it's mildly midlife crisis-y.
Like, that's why you watch it, or these guys are midlife crisis-y?
No, I think that's why they're watching it. They're like, I'm going to be wrestling bro now.
Like, because, like, I've got nothing else going
on. Yeah, like, you know, I need something, like, exciting in my life. Like, you know, you start watching
Hot
reality
chicks
TV.
And dudes beating each other up.
You're just like... God, Will, you'll probably know her name. Who's the tiny chick with the super long braided hair?
I like that. I like that he's profiled Will Ordner. That's Bianca Belair.
Thank you.
Yeah. I like that he just profiled the Big O as a wrestling fan. Yeah.
I enjoy wrestling.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I was looking at
it. Will, you'll know this.
Yeah. I was looking at a Stone Cold Steve Austin cutoff shirt the other day.
There
it was buy one, get one free.
Dude, I would rock
Sean Taylor.
I would rock the black white lettering Austin 316.
Oh, yeah.
I would rock it in a heartbeat.
It's a banger. That's an all-timer. But Bianca, I would say probably, what, 5-6 years ago when they first came back out here, we did something because they were coming through at NBC, and she's like legitimately 5 foot tall. She's tiny, tiny.
Yeah.
But jacked beyond belief, and her hair, it's all real.
I believe it.
That thing, it's down to her butt.
Mm-hmm.
And it is as thick as a climbing rope.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. It is.
I've seen her whip it around.
No, she did that, and she, like, I can't remember who she did it to. She did a light, because that's like one of her moves that she does, is she does the hair mm-hmm. whip. And it like made like a snap sound, and I was like.
Like an Indiana Jones.
Yeah, whip. I was like, yo, that's, but like, I was blown away by, like, number one, just how dynamic of an athlete she is.
Oh, all the women wrestlers these days,
dude,
are phenomenal. It's amazing.
They're fantastic. They're gymnasts, but she, number, like, this is going to sound out of pocket for a 40-year-old dude, but like, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely stunning.
Built like a brick house.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you're like, and she has so much charisma. You're just like, oh God, like. Number one, when you see a person like that walking there, I was driving home yesterday, and there was a woman walking by a gym out here, built like a Greek goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And I just gave her the nod, and she, you know, nodded back. And I was almost like, hey, good for you. Like, the amount of work that goes to that, dude or woman, when you're built like that, is insane. It's absolutely insane. But, like, the whole WWE at all, it's not my jam. Like, I'm not tuning into it, but I get it.
Oh, totally.
It's the drama.
I got a degree in theater. Of course I love the drama.
But it's like,
good storylines are good storylines.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, it does feel a little midlife crisis-y.
Well, midlife crisis-y might be a way to describe what's going on in the world of Damian Lillard, but hold the phone. Can you have a positive good life midlife crisis? Can you have an absolute positive midlife crisis? Because that might be where Dame is. However, the repercussions of Dame is kind of what's more fascinating. We talked yesterday about how he's kind of on board with this. I mean, getting your bag is kind of nice. Being able to rehab back home with your kids and family is kind of nice.
I will say with a very high level of certainty that he is entirely fine with this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But everybody else around him, mm-hmm. maybe not so much. We're in this like wait and see situation with Giannis. You know, you save the money to get Miles Turner, but look, does that make them actually better?
There have been some stories that I have heard that this is not going to work out well for the Bucks. Like, it's just,
I think you're fortunate that Miles Turner is only a 3-year deal.
You still have $22.5 million on your books every year for the next 5 years,
and you don't have
till 2030.
And who's going to play point guard for that team?
Kevin Porter Jr.
Okay.
It's,
you happy with that?
I think you said you're not a Family Guy fan, but there's a clip that lives rent free in my head, and they've got a Smokey and the Bandit thing where they're on the road trip or something. It's Stewie and Brian, and you know, they've got what's his name, Burt Reynolds in the front seat of the
well,
Firebird.
Now I'm interested. I love a good Burt Reynolds.
And they're going their separate ways, and he looks at Burt Reynolds and just gives him a good luck with that Sally Fields tale. And he's like, I don't like it any more than you do. And it drives away. And that's 100% what I think the Bucks are right now, of like, I don't like it any more than you do, but this is what I have to do.
Yeah, can we get Drew Holiday back?
Like, it's just like, it is. And remember, the Portland Trailblazers own some of that Bucks draft capital.
Well, that's why. Like, let's back it up and even think. Let's say Dame doesn't go down. Let's say they make the Eastern Conference Finals and still lose to the Pacers,
sure,
who I think were a kind of a team of destiny last year. And they're tinkering, trying to figure it out. He's healthy. Maybe they can bring in Miles Turner and still have Dame. And you're like, oh, okay, this team is getting better. That window is still closing.
It's very
with
finite.
Or without Dame, that window is still closing. Yeah. So those picks are always going to look great.
Well,
they look even more fantastic.
After trading two second-round picks to move off Pat Connaughton so they can make some moves mm-hmm. to facilitate some other stuff, They control one draft pick on their books. That's it. No seconds, no firsts, no nothing. They have one pick left, and they have $22.5 million. Like, I don't like Brian Windhorst said it the best way that I think possible. You mortgage your mortgage to try to buy a sports car.
Yeah,
and
yeah, we were
like,
talking about that after the show yesterday. Yeah, that's just kind of spot on. However, I will be the optimist here. I will try to flip this on it. Flip this on its
head. Do whatever you can do to keep you honest.
Well, yeah. But I just mean in this sense, the East is wide open. We just talked about the Knicks. I don't know if Mike Brown puts them over the edge. Also, I don't know who's favored in the East. You know, betting odds right Cleveland. Now make it the Knicks. It's got to be Cleveland. Yeah, they're the best roster top to bottom. But can they stay healthy? I don't know that.
I mean, you had Darius Garland last year with the broken jaw and this year with the turf toe. And
so if anything, what I'm saying, if anything, if they can find some semblance of a backcourt to make this work.
Where?
I don't know.
They have no assets. They're tapped out cap-wise.
I don't know.
Your team right now is Giannis, Miles Turner, Bobby Portis.
What I'm saying is there's nobody in the East that truly stands out as terrifying. Therefore, any domino could fall your direction.
I don't think so, though. I don't because they're as good as Giannis is, and for my money, he's the third best player in the world right now. You could make an argument that it's Jokic 1 and him 2 and SGA 3.
Despite, I probably would.
Despite SGA winning MVP.
Like, I probably would.
There's just something. I mean,
size Giannis and skill is something. You know, it's why LeBron was the best forever. Like, nobody's 6'8", 280.
Yeah, when you're, you know, Giannis 7 foot, 280, 290, and gets downhill the way that he's, like, the season he just had.
He's also extremely good looking.
He is.
Extremely good looking.
His muscles have muscles. Like, he is one of my favorite, like, people to see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he's so outside the realm of possibility. Like, him and Wemby are just so, just like,
freaks.
Nope. Like, Chet's like, what, you know, whatever, but it's because he's so gangly. Like, when you
he
see.
Needs to shave that beard.
But when you
Speaking
see,
of good looking dudes.
When you see Giannis, his shoulders have shoulders, and you're just like, good God, that dude is just so big, so strong, so fast, and it's just, it's so
he's
crazy.
He's got Scott Steiner muscles.
What do you
remember when Scott Steiner had
the little Papa Pump? Oh yeah.
Yeah, Big Papa Pump had the little muscle on top of his bicep.
The bicep had the bicep? Yeah, no, to me. Like he's so big. Like his last year, he had what was it? Like I think he finished on 30, 12, and 6, shooting over 60% from the field. It's like,
but that's what I'm saying with the East. Lord. With the East so wide open, maybe this can work. Is there any team bigger than them in the East?
In the front court, probably not, but you have to be able to dribble pass and shoot.
Understood. What if
just run through it real quick. If you're just doing the Eastern Conference right now, your top three teams are probably some version of Cleveland, New York, Orlando.
Yeah, Detroit's probably not far.
Detroit's
as we
right
see
there.
On the text line, Atlanta, asked about Detroit.
Yeah, the Detroit team I really love. I, you know, the whole Malik Beasley thing. That's Duncan Robinson. All right, whatever.
They're not there yet, but
no,
they are.
They're
building.
Good. Mm-hmm. And then Atlanta. Those are, like, Atlanta's made some pretty good moves.
Great, had a great draft.
Moving back and getting that Pelicans pick is
robbing the Pelicans
certainly
in broad
something.
Daylight.
But you look at that after those teams. I mean, where's Boston? Is Boston missing Tatum with Derek White and Jaylen Brown? Are they better?
Maybe. I mean, we saw, you know, people. This is the argument when people love to bang on Jason Tatum. I am not one of those guys. I am a
bona fide. Jason Tatum is very good. He's not my Huckleberry, but he's very good.
He is mine, and I am bona fide Jason Tatum lover.
He's a top 10 player in the NBA.
But that team has shown with Jaylen Brown running the ship, it wins a chip.
Yeah.
So maybe not count them out, but they've got a lot of retooling. Losing Porzingis, which I know wasn't a big factor over the last year.
And then Horford
so.
Is gone. Horford's a big gone. One. Like, you know, losing your entire front court, not great, Bob.
But that's what I'm going to hammer on, is that, yes, the Magic look like they're ready to take a step. Yes, Cleveland is ready, but can they stay healthy? Mm-hmm. Detroit's still maybe a little young. Atlanta is a wait and see. The Knicks are, they might have tapped. There's all these but.
But the buts for them, it's the buts are a lot smaller.
I just run Giannis as a point guard.
We got, you know, the butt for the Bucks is a CrossFit butt. It's a big old butt.
it's a Cal Raleigh butt.
Yeah, the butts for the guys at the top of the East. It's a tight butt. It's a sprinter butt. Like there's a butt there, but it's tight. You know, it's not as voluminous.
I'm going to root for the Bucks this year.
Oh, look, I mean,
just
Giannis,
to prove you wrong.
I mean, Giannis is one of my favorite players in the league, man.
To prove you wrong, Danny. I hate you. Yeah. I'm rooting for him.
But, like, your ceiling's fifth?
Yeah, your ceiling is fifth. Yeah, probably, maybe fourth. But your ceiling is a run in the Eastern Conference.
Is it, though?
I think so. I think it's everyone's ceiling in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I think there's a pretty clear delineation after the top four.
Agree to disagree.
It's pretty tight.
Agree to disagree, which is code for I think you're an idiot.
Like it?
When we come back, CBS put out an article on the wild card teams of college football. And shocker, I've got some opinions on this. Me know likey a lot of this. me no likey a lot of this. I'm Patrick Harris. That's Danny Morang. Big O on the ones and twos. 1080 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, somebody on TV commercials that you can't stop seeing admits that they can't read. Plus, we'll have Worst Day on the Web, everybody's favorite. College football, it's so funny. Here we are, July 2nd, and before you know it...
We're blowing stuff up on Friday?
We'll be in football.
Oh, yeah.
I do like the memes of somebody out there doesn't realize that this is the last work week where they have all 10 digits.
Oh, God.
I haven't touched fireworks in years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just not my thing.
Okay.
I think it's... I'm not going to say that because we have sponsors.
There you go.
It's not worth my dollars.
No, that's look. I get it.
Not worth my dollars. Fair.
Look, I love.
I like my coffee and avocado toast, and that's expensive.
That's fair. I'm a fan of explosions, so just leave that there. Don't modify your fireworks, kids. We're not.
I would show that on the YouTube stream. For those out there on the YouTube stream, we apologize. We're having a little technical difficulty. Sounds like we had a little bit this morning as well. We're on it. We're working on it. We're figuring it out, I promise. But you can listen to anythefan.com or the Odyssey app. CBS Sports put out this article on the wild card teams and the biggest mysteries entering the 2025 season. Should I just break down what they got?
Yeah, no.
Or do you have things off the beaten path?
No, I thought this group was actually really interesting, not just because it pertains to one of the schools that I like very much.
I wonder what that SMU is.
Yeah, it's an SMU, it's baby. SMU. But no, like it's really interesting where things currently sit in college football right now. Yes, you've got Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, and Oregon's looking to retool in Texas. And like
the big ones are there still.
They are, but like nobody, and for at least for me, nobody is so overwhelming coming into this season. You're like,
no,
this figures to be.
There's
know,
no juggernaut.
No, you're not looking at anyone. Like there is a we talked about with the Eastern Conference and the NBA of like there's questions. There are questions for everyone.
Yeah, these playoffs should be real fun unless we see a huge separation. Yeah, like I like Texas a lot, mostly just because of Arch. But that's kind of my only reason why I really like him. Well, I don't love Sark. Never been a Sark guy.
I think Sark's figured it out. But like, you know, speaking of liking Arch, maybe we'll get to it a little bit later. Paul Feinbaum had some spicy Arch Manning stuff. I'm like, oh, Paul.
You just go.
Paul
away,
is pawing so hard right now.
Some teams they have to look out for. I mentioned SMU is on this list. Mm-hmm. The Kansas Jayhawks, the Ropin Hawks, Utah Utes, the Indiana Hoosiers, the Oklahoma Sooners, the Auburn Tigers, and your University of South Carolina, I mean Southern California.
Don't you do that.
Trojans.
We won the lawsuit.
Southern California Trojans as teams. Now, I'm going to kind of jump in and say two things real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Utah will never, ever, ever be a surprise to me.
No, I mean,
as long as Whittingham is there, it will never, ever be a surprise to me.
Second longest tenured head coach behind Ferentz right now, I believe.
Once he rolled in, let's not forget, like, Herb built that.
Yeah.
And Whittingham has kept that. That is his program.
For 20 years.
Yes. And watching them join the Pac-12, playing them every year, and them just being a pain every single year, I will never, ever be surprised
great coach.
If Utah's good.
They are the you know, Iowa of the mountains. Like, they're like, you know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to come out of that game, win, lose, or draw, and you're going to be miserable. Like, that's what they are. It's what they do.
Don't want to go to Provo.
The quarterback situation
gorgeous
of it all.
Gorgeous stadium.
You know, you're not dealing with a quarterback in his eighth year now, as old Johnny Utah has finally moved on.
Now it's Uncle Rico.
Yeah, no, it's one of those situations. But, like, they continue to recruit well.
Mm-hmm.
They're always good in the trenches. But it's interesting because when you look at the gambling side of this, like, most of these teams, I believe the highest odds on here are Auburn at plus 370. Everybody else is, like, right around +4 to +6. And these are the odds to make the college football playoff, with the exception of the Kansas Jayhawks. And I think a lot of that has to do with them being in the Big 12.
Right.
But you've...
But Oklahoma's got good odds because they're in the Big 12.
You're picking up what I'm putting down here. There's a couple Big 12 teams in here. You scroll through here and you're like, oh, SMU, they're not in a huge conference. They're in the ACC. Like, Big 12, the only two Big 10 teams on here are Indiana and USC.
Mm-hmm.
And Indiana, you have an incredible run. You have a crazy coach come in.
Program's at the highest level it's ever been.
Ever.
Ever been.
You're expecting probably to see some setbacks. Cignetti's a great coach. And my rant about coaches in the NBA is the complete opposite of coaches in college football. Coaches in college football have massive impacts. Like, the buy-in and what you do and how you do it and how you scheme and how you adjust and how you build out.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's more so than any sport, probably.
I would say across everything, if you're talking coaching, whether it's NFL or college or professional ranks or college,
mm-hmm.
football, baseball, basketball, NHL, all those things. Coaching in college football is the highest leverage coaching spot that you can be in.
And I think that's why...
As far as impact.
Right. And I think that's why I like Indiana on this list. Mm-hmm. I don't like Oklahoma on this list.
You're not a Venables guy?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a... You know, growing up in the Bob Stoops era,
mm-hmm.
big game Bob, mm-hmm. who only ever won like one big game in his life. That might be a little harsh on Bob Stoops. Oklahoma... More so than USC. I think USC has a little bit of prove it to me with Lincoln and where the program's been.
No, like I think
Oklahoma's that on steroids. I think it's more so Oklahoma's got a lot to show me. You're now in the SEC, and that we thought that would be the best thing for Oklahoma. And looking at where the Big 12 is now,
like,
I almost wonder
being
if
king
that's
of that conference might have been
worst
pretty good. Yeah.
thing. Because you would have had a seat at the table every year if Oklahoma's in the Big 12. Now I get it.
The money.
You want to recruit against the money, et cetera, et cetera. But Oklahoma right now is the sixth best team in the SEC.
Yeah.
And I'd have to go through, and it might not even be as high as six.
And the other thing is...
And like, I just need a lot of prove it from them.
Yeah, and you're talking about the wild card aspects of this. Like, after Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma and Venables takes over, Oklahoma went through it. And look, you can talk about... Like, I hear all the jokes. But Lincoln came over and... With that entire transfer portal, bringing over Caleb Williams and Jordan Addison from Pitt, and just bringing it, was it 23 transfers, I think, the first year? They were really freaking good.
Yeah.
Caleb wins a Heisman Trophy. Like, they're very good.
And I would say not even just Lincoln Riley leaving Oklahoma. It's when Caleb Williams left Oklahoma.
Yes.
That's kind of when I was like, I don't know where this program's going to go.
Yeah, and that's like, has USC regressed since then? Absolutely.
Totally.
There's no doubt about it. And I said it last year that they needed to win at least 8 games, otherwise Lincoln was going to get fired, and I think the number now is probably 9. Like, and so, but you talk about them as a wild card.
But I got more faith in SC than I do Oklahoma. I probably have more faith in SC on this list than anybody, not counting how we feel about Utah.
And that's because Whittingham
program
earned the benefit of the doubt.
Without a doubt.
Like, if you're talking, and that's the thing, is like USC, they go out and they steal a general manager from Notre Dame. Their recruiting class is number 1 in the country right now. Like, but that's not going to pay dividends right away. And so the wild card aspect of like, okay, what does the new depth look like? I mean, they lost guys like Zach Branch, and they lost, you know, offensive lineman to Oregon. And you just kind of go down the list of like guys that they lost that were, you know, big time recruits, big time impact players. And you start just kind of going, yeah, they could, any of these teams could be a wild card, and they're going to be. At the end of the year, there will be at least one of these teams in the college football playoffs.
Oh, especially as we keep expanding. As we keep expanding, what's going to be hilarious is when we're at 16 teams, and it's like, who's a wild card? What, to get blown out?
Yeah, it's like, cool, ASMU, it's your turn. But like, if you're...
Washington State every 30 years?
There you go. But if you're USC, this is not a place you want to be.
No.
Like, you should not be in these conversations. Because that's how you know that they still have a lot of work to do.
A fun conversation we should have at some point is the wild card of the top tier.
Yeah, that's fun.
You know, because you're looking at Ohio State, Georgia, Oregon, Bama might be your 4.
Penn State's the favorite to win the Big Ten right now.
Yeah. So it's like, does that make them a wild card? That would be
like, does that make Oregon the wild card?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
are they just rotating around?
Because, you know, like you're replacing a quarterback, your wide receiver room, like there's your offensive line.
Yeah, your
like,
trenches, period.
Your defense is great, but like your offense is like, could be good.
Right.
Like
I'm catching passes at Oregon this year.
You know what I mean? Like,
I've reinstated my eligibility.
As much as we don't have the rock hard storylines to go with going into college football, of like, we know what this, like all this depth and all this kind of stuff, I think I kind of like this better because it's kind of like the NBA and the NFL now where like there's a bit of parity.
We've seen this in college basketball. You tell me 4-1 seeds go to the Final Four, I'm like, oh, that's lame. Those basketball games were really good.
The parity through the NCAA
really
tournament,
good.
There were a lot of really good games. A
lot of really fun basketball. And you know me, I'm coming back around on basketball. All right, loaded second hour coming up. Worst day on the web as everybody's favorite. Plus, I can't read. Is this going to be a problem? Danny and Friends, 1080 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.